One time I arranged with a Christian brother who was a physical trainer who was starting up a training business, and I helped him out with a few aspects of setting this up, and he agreed to train me for a certain amount of time. So I showed up for the training. We started doing the exercises. I want to tell you, I thought he set my goals way higher than I could achieve because he started training me. And he would not let me give up. He would not. Sometimes he yelled at me. Well, a lot of the times he yelled at me. Don't give up. Don't stop. Don't slack off. You've got a long ways to go before you're out of steam. Well, I learned one thing there, and that is my mind would give up before my body would. In my mind, I couldn't go another step. I couldn't make another repetition. I could not continue at all in this, but my body had a reserve, and I had to find that place in my mind where I wouldn't give up because my body had more to offer. I think Paul considered that when he told the people in the letter to the Hebrews that they should not give up. Let's read about it. Chapter 12, beginning verse 1. Therefore, seeing we are surrounded about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which does so easily trip us up, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such opposition of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. You see, the Apostle Paul knew that. He knew that the mind would give up too soon. And so he asked us to consider Jesus, who did not give up, who did not flinch at the thought of the cross, who endured it, who endured the opposition of sinful men. He endured the pain and the suffering for our sakes. And then Apostle Paul goes on in verse 4, and he says, you have not yet resisted unto blood in your striving against sin. You see, Jesus gave it all for us, and we in return must give all to him. And it is easy sometimes to think we're going to have to give up. We can't go any farther. Don't give up, pilgrim. Don't give up, brother. Don't give up, sister. If we stumble and fall, get up. God's grace is there for us. Don't give up. Don't stop. Never give up. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your blessings of salvation. Lord, help me to endure in this life. Help me to endure temptation. Help me to endure persecution if it comes my way. Help me, O Lord, to not give up in my mind. Help me to consider Jesus, who is faithful all the way to the cross, who endured shame and hardship and suffering and death, a cruel death for my sake, so that I will not give up. In Jesus' name, amen.